Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, welcome to the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, July 1st. Let's right jump into it, shall we? We found out that the wedding season is getting a little bit longer.
You used to think June was the month of brides. Well, that's changed.
Not anymore. Yeah. This is
because of global warming?
Maybe. Yeah. Perhaps. Maybe we're worried about flat Earth or something, too. Let's see. 78% of all weddings happened between May and October. That was in 2017.
All right. That's 2 years ago.
Now, the same study 3 years ago had June 18th, the most popular day of the year.
All right.
However, last year, September and October were the most common months to get married, and the most popular days were in August and in October and September.
So it's moved several months now.
Yeah.
From June to 3 months away, if you're looking at September and October.
Yeah, it just keeps falling and falling. Wow. They say the top five wedding dates are for 2019 so far, October 12th, October 5th, September 7th, October 19th, and September 21st.
All right, so everybody's September and October, mostly October, though.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if this is a Florida story or if this is a national story, because I could totally understand this if it was just Florida.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that nationally things have shifted.
Well, and they say the main reason is that the temperature's more mild and that you have more, the photographs are more Pinterest perfect.
Pinterest perfect, that's what we're looking for.
That's
true. And in essence, it is expensive to travel in summer because there's the summer vacations. So
yep,
it makes some sense. Well, if you're drinking bottled water that has the Target, Walmart, or Whole Foods brand, you might want to put it back on the shelf. Test confirmed that there were high levels of arsenic, higher than tap water, in these brands of water. This actually kind of echoes a Consumer Reports finding earlier this year that found the same brands of water had nearly double the federal limit of arsenic in the water. Why is arsenic so bad, Storm?
Well, it's a poison that will kill you, Chris. Back to you.
Okay, pretty much it, yes. It can cause reproductive harm and cancer.
Yeah.
And
it's actually a metal. It's a heavy metal.
Yeah,
it's good for you.
And this is what's really kind of disturbing. There's no recall in the works from the Food and Drug Administration, so.
Yeah, that's a little strange to me, but I don't know. I guess you said that there are light traces of arsenic anyway in water, right? Which I did not know, so.
Yeah, there's a little bit of it, but, you know, it's just as quickly as water's in,
but
water's out.
It's like it's related to, like, heart disease and skin cancer, bladder cancer, lung cancer. It does a lot of nasty stuff.
I'm not trying
to
go buy my bottled water where I know there's more.
I got you.
Yeah.
Can I get an additive?
Yeah, really. They also found that older Americans are actually getting glued to the screens more than any other generation, which is kind of interesting because for a long time it was the other way around. But what they have said, though, is this, Americans 16 and older are spending more time in front of their screens than they were a decade ago by around 27%. In all fairness, a decade ago, not everyone had a smartphone.
That's right.
Generally, older Americans had the jitterbug?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Got that flip phone.
Yeah.
There.
So now we've kind of all gotten to the smartphone thing. They found 53% of adults, 65 and older, are users of smartphones, and with that, because they're also adults 65 and older are the generation that watches the most TV, that's adding more screen time. Why this is kind of a concern is that if you're doing something more, like watching TV or on your phone, you're spending less time doing things like reading or socializing or walking.
But they're conflating screen time of your device and your television at the same. That's all screen time. So, but aren't the older Americans watching more television than anything else, though?
Yeah.
They said
that's the number one thing.
4 hours and 14 minutes a day, though, the generation that's watching the most TV of all.
And I think, too, like what we talked about, even if it is on the phone or the tablet or the computer, it's podcasts and articles and, you know, lots of things like that, not necessarily just social media.
Well,
is it Kindle? We don't know. Is it
the
stuff you can read online, too? That would be considered screen time.
Well, what I got from the gist of the story was is that we're like trading exercise to watch be on your smartphone or changing trading having a lunch date with staying at home on watching TV.
You know, I was trying to incorporate that. We said every 30 minutes you should get up and walk around. Like I was doing that yesterday when I was doing a crossword puzzle, and every 30 minutes you just get up and walk around and make those noises when you get up.
Well, and what they're saying is that a lot of times, especially when you get older, it's, you know, you do get kind of isolated and lonely, and, you know, you don't want to swap out watching TV for going with your friends, because then you turn into that crazy person that people talk about. You don't want that, do you?
You know, here's the thing I found is I am getting older. You'll realize you're getting older when you make sound effects to get up and sit down.
Oh yeah. No, I already do that.
Oh, you already do that? Okay, I'm just telling you that I noticed, you know, that's really different. I'm doing a lot more sound effects now than I ever did.
Yeah. And parts of my body hurt that I didn't know or were there, to be honest with you. This was kind of it's really a true story. When you finish cleaning the bathroom in particular, the second somebody goes in and comes out, you know that thing looks disheveled.
Yep.
Because of the way that the bathroom's set up. So knowing and knowledge is power. Here are some common culprits that make that bathroom look messy even though it's clean. Wet countertops.
That's the number one thing. It's so simple, but somebody goes in there, they wash their hands, they leave, and there's sprinkles of water everywhere.
Yep.
Looks like you've never cleaned the bathroom.
Right.
It makes a huge difference, too. Like you said, just recently I caught myself and I had to wipe it up because I mean, the person cleans the bathroom for you. You don't want to leave it a mess.
Yeah. Well, and that's what they say is, you know, that's why you should leave a dry washcloth there next to the sink. It allows the people, it kind of, you should anyways.
It gives them an indicator of, you know, you can use this washcloth to clean things up.
Yes, it would be very nice. Thank you very much. They say hand towels or bath towels haphazardly slung over bars kind of makes it look disheveled as well. So go ahead and clean those up and put the decorative towels and make sure that they look well as the functioning ones. This is the funny one to me, the garbage can without a lid.
See, I'm guilty of this. I don't think I have one with a lid in the whole house.
No. You're sitting there. You may have forgotten your phone, perhaps, and what are you? You're kind of looking around and get to see what's in the garbage.
I have a decorative basket, but I guess it needs a lid now.
So they're saying, go ahead and get a lid for your garbage can. That'll make things look a little bit more tidy. Same thing with soap, especially if you have like the liquid soap that you pump.
Yeah.
Sometimes it drips when you're finished. Kind of use that same washcloth to kind of clean off the drip there.
But see, that kind of starts you with a little bit of soap on the washcloth. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. They also say if you can't put your essential products in a drawer or a cabinet.
Unguents and emollients?
Yes.
Yes.
Get perhaps a tray or something that you can put them in. It just makes it look nicer.
Yeah, the little mirrored tray looks pretty cute, but it's also another thing to clean.
Yes.
It is. I know. It's weird. It's hard because you want to make it comfortable for them and give them space to put their stuff, but at the same time, you don't want it to look cluttered.
Can I give you a ghetto clean tip from Chris Malone?
Yeah.
When you have stuff like that and you have company over, a can of compressed air does wonderful things.
Really?
It will blow out all the dust and all the hairs and everything.
Okay.
And you don't have to move every...
That's true. That is like the next level of laziness, but it's also amazing. I love that hack.
I call that the ghetto clean when the company's like on their way and I need to clean the bathroom.
Scott's like, where's Chris?
Yeah.
He's in the bathroom.
Chris is there with the leaf blower in the bathroom.
Hearing everything out.
You don't want to do the vacuum because that does suck things up and you have to explain it to do. We found this interesting story about a porch pirate that had remorse for stealing, and we were in agreement on this one here, but here's the story. You got a 5-year-old kid who is autistic, and he's kind of made a connection with the WWE.
Loves the wrestling.
Right, absolutely loves it. Last October, his parents found out that he has a brain tumor, and they were trying to figure out how to break the news gently to him without him, you know, having a problem. So they figured, hey, he loves the WWE. Those championship belts are pretty awesome. Let's go ahead and buy him one. But, you know, when you buy them online, they're like the cheap plastic-looking stones.
It's a faux one.
It's flimsy and whatever. Right. But there's a service. There's a guy out in Washington that'll actually replace that stuff with, like, metal plates and cubic zirconia stone, so it looks really, really nice.
It's pretty pricey, though.
Yeah. $2,000 is what they had to save.
Okay.
And so they finally had the money. They got the belt. They shipped it off to the guy in Washington.
Right.
He had one of those Ring doorbells where you can get the video.
The video of people stealing your packages.
And sure enough, here come two women. They go up to the porch and they steal the package.
With the belt that's going to be augmented.
Right. Aww. They steal it from, granted, they didn't know what was in it, but we'll get into that here in just a second. So explodes. The police released the video on the surveillance. Explodes on social media. The local media gets untouched.
Once they realize what the whole package is for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So finally, the women, they actually saw the story and didn't realize what they had. And they actually took the wrestling belt back to the porch that they stole it from and to the guy and presented it to him, as long with a 4-page handwritten apology note.
Wow.
They said that they, too, were mothers of a 6-year-old. They were addicted to drugs, and they were hoping to steal from the package just to sell something for the drug habit. And they said that they never wanted to steal a child's hope. The women went on to say that the boy is a real hero and asked for forgiveness. Now, the guy in Washington was... He didn't want to really press charges. He kind of wants to get the women help for their drug addiction.
Sure.
However, the parents of the boy were a little bit kind of not as forgiving, because it's like, unless you knew this was for my son, you were stealing just to steal.
I doubt
you got caught. And you know they didn't wait 4 days to figure out what was in that package. They knew the second they did it. They opened it up to see what was in it.
And probably only the Washington man, he's probably the only person that could actually file charges.
Yeah, they said...
The parents wouldn't have any legal rights.
Exactly. The parents have none of it at all. But it just kind of goes down to, you know... It's stupid to steal stuff anyways, but it's just like you have no idea. There could be insulin in there keeping somebody alive.
Right. Seriously.
You know?
Get one of those Ring doorbells. I have one. I love it. It's really cool.
I do. I have friends that have them, and they tell me about how like squirrels and owls and nature just kind of going to come up.
It's got a motion detector on it, but also I get information from other Ring doorbells in the neighborhood saying, hey, somebody was trying doors 2.3 miles away, and it'll actually show you the video of somebody trying doors in the middle of the night.
Looks like.
And then it'll show you the exact on the map where they are.
That's pretty cool.
In relation to your home.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, police departments are asking more and more people to register them with the police so they too can get that data. Good information.
And then finally, we learned about the avocado tree growing kit. Now, I remember doing this as a kid in California. We'd get the avocado
pit. Sweet potatoes.
Okay.
You'd cut the sweet potato in half, stick it in the glass on the windowsill. It starts to grow roots, and then you plant the thing.
Yeah, with an avocado seed, kind of the same thing, but you'd stick toothpicks into
the sides. Yeah, to hold it up in the water, yeah.
Right. And I can tell you from experience, the toothpicks would get kind of wet, and they would break, and it was nasty. So here we have the Avocado avocado tree growing kit. It sells for about $11 online, but basically it allows you to grow the avocado seed into a tree that you can transplant out to your backyard to grow. In just a mere 5 to 10 years, it might produce some fruits that you can use for your toast.
But you have a tree.
When you said that earlier, Storm's like, in 10 years? I'm like, something else will be cool by then to put on toast.
Well, I did think it was interesting that Amazon sells avocado tree seedlings for $70. That's the cheapest one you can buy. So it's a little, maybe shave a year or two off.
I guess that's not surprising. Jenny pointed out, you can get a house delivered.
Yeah, Amazon sells a lot of things.
They'll sell you a house. I believe it's free delivery with
that's
a house.
That's true.
Yeah. You can get a house shipped for free. If you use one of those Ring doorbells, though, you won't be able to see what it is because it'll be so large. You're like, what's on my porch?
Although I do love the hack of like cleaning out the litter pan and sticking it in a FedEx box and just putting it on your porch.
Guy says, I've never had to empty my litter box again. I just put it into a shipping box here.
Yeah. So there's our show for today, Monday, July 1st. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and the radio.com app.
ABC, ya.
Bye, have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.